Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say.
Hey, it's your boy. Journeyman Bell coming in on this morning on time part one, opportunities missed and taken. You know, the thing about time is this, is that we know time is of the essence. We also know that we're also given the same amount of time in our day that we don't maximize or do maximize. I think for the most part, most of us will say we waste a lot of time. Not in particular to just relationships, which we'll talk about this week, but the fact of the things that we don't maximize our time with because of idle moments with, you know, social media or watching TV or just not really appreciating the value of the time that we generally squander. You know, I'm sure that most Americans would say they waste a lot of time doing nothing, but wonder where did the time go. In essence, we miss the value of the time that's been given because time has become more of a commodity the older we get in life. The more we live this life, the more we realize, man, my time is not like it was. When I was younger, it was like, oh, I'm just living in an eternal world. But then the older we get, the more we realize that, as the Bible says, our days are really, truly numbered. And what I want to talk to you all on today about is part one of how to really maximize our time and the things that we hold fast to and moving forward in the things, and as the Bible says, redeeming the time, because what, the days are evil. We're in some bad days right now, and I don't want you to miss the essence of a key component to your time that God has granted to you, God has given to you, God has permitted for you to have, and you waste it on nothing. You don't accomplish anything. You don't press toward anything. You don't strive toward anything. But there's just a few principles that I want to drop into you over the next few moments that I want you to realize about time as it regards to your life, and just little nuggets that you can just kind of hold on to, so that you understand that it's time to redeem some time. Time is in redemption place, and we've wasted enough of it on things that we may not say it's evil, but it hasn't been godly. It hasn't been of good report. And the value and the commodity of your time has become more important now as you sense and see that the days are evil. So I want to really encourage you on this note right here is remember to stop replaying the past. Look at this. Stop replaying the past. Please know that replaying the past over and over and over and over and over again is not going to benefit you. we are wasting so much time replaying our mistakes. And, you know, I talked about, talked a little bit about that yesterday. But continuing to replay our mistakes over and over and over again in these places where we keep hating that we did not get an opportunity of accomplishing, of doing, or of moving, or whatever it is that we were supposed to do. Listen, we've got to stop replaying it. And I know people say, well, it's kind of hard because it was something great that was supposed to happen in that time. Listen, I have had my share of God moments that I can attest to, that there's places that I should be in right now that are nowhere near where God had opened the door for me for. But because I did not maximize the time, I'm always telling young ministers and young people in the Lord that there are times and seasons when the door of God will just be open to you, and to maximize it and to do everything that you can to stay in that time window. Because when that time window closes, it will surely be another season before it opens again. So every time you get an opportunity and you see God really moving on your life in this certain season or certain window, moving it to the best of your ability, because God has anointed you for that time. He has permitted this place and space and opportunity. You know, the Bible does say time and chance happens to us all. And so when you get that chance, you got to maximize that time. You've got to stay in position with time. I think that God. Stay in position with time, because when you start to get out of position, you start to feel like you're wasting. Whenever you start to get into a place where you feel like you're wasting, you feel like you're in regrets, you are blowing the opportunity to maximize your effort and time. You're really destroying a crucial moment where some other things can transpire and take place. And it is very important that you stop replaying the past, because replaying the past brings you at a pause at your current, which eliminates your future. And every moment you stand in reflection of your past is a moment, a time where you are missing out on where you're supposed to be in God. Time is important, if we don't know that. And reflecting over what you can't change, over what can't go back, what you can't go back and do, and that those places, it's not going to benefit you for what you're trying to do now. And guess what? You will look back on and say, man, I wasted too much time replaying on my past. Next thing you want to do is you want to remember to implement the lessons you learn immediately. What have you learned from your mistakes? Are you learning from your missed opportunities? Are you learning how to identify opportunities when they present themselves to you? Are you learning how to manage this time that you're in now? Are you learning how to operate and function in where you are now? Are you learning? This is important, because if you're not learning how your time works, then you're going to miss the things that occur when it's time for you to move. What are you learning in where you are? What are you learning in where you're going? And what have you learned in what you didn't accomplish? Let's take note. Let's take note. Because now, time is of the essence. We've got to implement that new direction immediately. We just can't say, well, I'm ready to change it. There's some things right now I'm realizing that, honestly, I'm getting older in life, and I'm not calling myself old, but I'm saying that those stages of where I used to eat hamburgers all the time and I could eat fast food for days and all that kind of stuff. Listen, I went to the doctor here recently. This is a real 100 moment. And they told me some things about my health that I've really got to start changing. And let me tell you, I didn't like it. They wanted to put me on pills. They wanted to prescribe me stuff because they were saying that I was diagnosed in a certain area of my health. And I was like, oh no, I'm not doing that. They said, well, you can do some things to prevent that now, but you have got to change some ways that you're eating. So what have I been doing? I've been cooking more. I have not been eating out like I used to. I've been monitoring the things that I eat more, trying to bring more of a health, become more aware of. Because listen, me implementing the new lessons is a part of my time because I'm valuing the time that I have here, and I want to value that, and I don't want to just live this time frame here on earth with foolishness. Okay, so I'm learning how to implement and apply and put forth new lessons from my old mistakes, if you will. One thing about time will teach you is it'll either teach you that I don't have much more to waste, or something that I'm going to continue to spend out like I've got a lot more of. And I think a lot of us have learned that, and we do learn that as we get older, that listen, my tomorrow could be today. Come on now, this could be my last tomorrow. And so what I've got to do now is learn how to redeem the times, because they are evil. Implement the lessons you learned immediately. What have you learned in your time frame? What are you learning in your time frame now? What are you maximizing in the time that you spent now? What are you learning? Third thing, every additional minute you spend blaming yourself is yet another minute wasted. Wow. Every minute that you spend wasting, blaming on yourself. I'm sorry. Every additional minute you spent blaming yourself is yet another minute wasted. Listen, if you keep blaming yourself for what you did not do, what you should have done, the things that you've wasted yourself, your time on, all those things, the things, like I said, we're going to talk about people in just a couple of days. But listen, these things that you keep blaming yourself on, faulting yourself for, going back over, rehearsing yourself over, are things that you could have been further along in your life in. You keep blaming yourself, it's because you really don't know what to do with where you're going. Regrets are just places that are filled with people that don't believe they have other opportunities. Regrets are only places filled up in people's lives where they only feel that they don't have any other opportunities. Regrets with time are only filled up for people who don't feel that they have no other opportunities to redeem it with. Man, that's good. What we've got to do is we've got to stop blaming ourselves. Stop blaming ourselves. Stop blaming yourself. And let's figure out, what can we do from here? What can we do differently? How can we do it differently? Is there anything we can do that will make a difference? These are the things we have to consider. These are the things we have to consider. Because if we don't learn to consider our time, then we're going to continue to feel regrets about the time that's been given to us. And nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that, okay? because I know that there is more to me than what's been given. I know it. We've got to get out of this regret place of time wasted and move and maximize to a place where we can fulfill and redeem the times that's been given to us. Wow. It's been packed full today, because I had a whole lot more I want to talk about. I'm going to have to cover it on the next one. Listen, let's maximize. Let's redeem some time. Let's see what other time we have left in our day. 24 hours. The moment you hear this, you can start your clock. Start calculating. What can I do to redeem this time that I've lost? No regrets about time. It's time to maximize it. It's your boy, J-Man. Y'all make sure y'all sharing this with others. If it's been a blessing to you, share it with someone. I'm trying to get the word out. This your boy. I'm out. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, aka Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey, where we'll be leaving Take a Life one step at a time. And stay in the journey.